Evening, everyone. It's yeah, me. Ha ha. Still trying to get a habit. I've managed to get as far as saying it's me, rather than going into who I am. Yeah. Okay. What we're talking about tonight? Something quite quickly. Let me just see if I can bring this music down a little bit, though. Using Boss Jock again, because that is my preferred status now. Using this kind of thing. Hang on a sec. Let's bring this down a bit. Forgot it. Oh no. Hang on. Let's see what I can do on the fly. Here we go. There you go, look at that. Okay, good. So yeah, just a quick thought today. Been reading on Audioboo, on Twitter, that Audioboo, namely Dolores, who is remarkable, by the way. The more I get to know Dolores, the more I think she is remarkable. She's full of amazing surprises. Anyway, big kudos to her, as well as Boss Jock, of course. And what I'm talking about is she tweeted asking for visually impaired people on Audioboo to put a photo up, and in the main I've seen, you know, positive responses to that, but I thought, what do I actually think of that, you know? Because initially it sounded a bit, you know. But I put one up, so it's not a problem, but I have some sight. A little bit, you know, I'm really blind, but yeah, I have a bit of sight. But I thought to myself, well, what would people think that are VI? And then I thought, well, yes, you could object, and you could say, well, why would I need to, because I'm visually impaired and whatever, and some people might not put photos up that aren't visually impaired, so it distinguishes you or whatever. So there could be arguments for it, and I've not overly thought it. But what overwhelmingly I did think was that it isn't necessarily for you in one sense. And yes, it's a choice, of course it is, and Dolores, to be fair, said that. But yeah, what I think is it actually helps visually... non-visually impaired people, I think, at a glance, when you see a blank, the avatars that you get if you don't put a photo up, they're not very, it's like a weird looking kind of bust almost. You know what a bust, you know what one feels like, obviously, as a blind person? It's like head and shoulders. It looks a bit like that, and it's obviously nondescript. It's and it's just not very kind of attractive in that sense. They all look the same. So given that sighted people use photos and pictures and whatever to sort of look at what they're seeing, well, that ended suddenly, let's put that on again. I think it's just an aid to memory, isn't it, for people. And I think to myself, well, how many times have we asked the sighted world to do something for us that helps us as a blind people? You know, like we ask for accessibility to something, or, you know, we in some cases make quite strong and blunt demands. And I don't want to make it too much about that, but I think it's not an unreasonable request, is basically what I'm getting at. And I think you could be quite arty. I don't think it really matters whether you're in focus or not, or, and given that the iPhone will say on the camera, it'll tell you when your face is in picture. You can sort of pretty much, what you could do, for example, is follow, you know, point, get your kind of nose in the middle of the screen, then reach it out in a straight line, sort of at arm's length, and then see when the phone was. So at least you'd be kind of looking into the camera. But again, it doesn't matter. I think it's really valuable. I must admit, I've found it helpful to sort of take a look at people's profiles, and when they've got a picture, it just gives me an insight into that person's world. And I'd say that even as a visually impaired person myself, I actually understand the reason why it's been asked. I think it, as I said, and you don't have anonymity in some respects anyway as a blind person, because, you know, there's that famous, this kind of, isn't there, you know, the double tap, when we double tap to turn speech off, what we say in the background. Yeah, okay, so I've probably gone bad enough. I'm probably not making as much sense as I'd like. It's not a degree level argument. It's an agreement with a sighted person that I think has earned the respect of the blind community on Audioboo, as have Audio Boo, and there are tons of things that Audio Boo are doing at the moment. It's very exciting to be part of a community where actually people expect you to be blind. This has gone beyond podcasting. It's gone beyond that kind of thing, because it's a living, breathing community. The immediacy of it, the amount of different types of booze, the variety of subjects and things that get covered. People expect us to meet us as visually impaired people now, and it's actually, it's breaking down barriers in a way that I could never have imagined. I don't know if Audio Boo ever did, to be honest, but and I certainly don't think other visually impaired people necessarily did, you know, that actually Audio Boo has broken down barriers between visually impaired people and sighted people, and perhaps other disabilities as well. And it's crossing over into education and bringing different countries together, and suddenly, you know, again, as blind people, we're finding that we can do stuff. There's a guy in Bosnia, isn't there? And there's some talk there about us being able to work together as a VI community. For, I think often we've always been asking other people for things, haven't we? And suddenly we're in a position where we're able to do something for someone else. So whether it be a photo on your profile, or whether it be, you know, helping someone in Bosnia, I don't know. I'm chatty, you know, and it's up to you guys what you do. I'm gonna show up now, and I'm gonna go. there's some exciting stuff coming up soon that I'm doing as well, by the way. But yeah, I can't say too much about that at the moment. But yes, there is something coming very, very soon that will seek, in terms of through Audio Boo, to bring the VI community together and really enhance and celebrate what Audio Boo's done already. So watch this space, you wondrous people. Okay, I'm going to go now. Okay, I'm going to go now. Sorry if this was a jab, but I hope at the very least that if you didn't sort of enjoy or agree with me, well, obviously you can say so, but that you enjoyed the music along the way. So the first one was Enjoy the Film, was from the Olympic Games, some of the music from that, the Isles of Wonder album. Go and get it, it's really good. And this is my own composition called Thanks. It's actually called Thanks. Okay, I'll speak to you soon, and thanks for listening. I'm out of here. Bye.